Welcome to Mucho African Radio Nova Scotia. I am Nicole Johnson, your African Nova Scotian Voices show host. And today we are discussing African Heritage Month. Right now, I just want to share a little bit about Mucho Radio. We are amplifying community voices and creating bridges that by sharing our stories and telling it our way, speaking our truth our way. So just let me introduce, in collaboration with the Buddy Day Learning Institute, we want to give a shout out to them. Just an open conversation around African Heritage Month. We want to bring voices together of African Nova Scotians and African immigrants.
I'm Ruth Motsap. It's native South African. And I am originally from South Africa. And I'm living here in Halifax. I'm in grade 10. Celebrating your own culture, learning different perspectives from your own people, and just, you know, enjoying the space and the environment. Really exciting, just like seeing new people and seeing my friends from school. It's really cool.
I'm Nakayla, and I'm originally from Jamaica. It means for me, like, different cultures coming together and connecting as one and celebrating all different parts of the world. And just loving the diversity of everyone. Just seeing every different part of the world, just like the cultures and the music and just like what they have to offer.
Being from like a different country, there's like different perspectives from people, but like knowing that you're with someone that's also from a different country, you would relate more.
Yeah, I feel like once you just find that person that you really connect with on a deeper level, like they understand you, you can bring that out.
My name is Ibrahim Khalil Yafa. I'm originally West African. I'm a high school student. It was African Heritage Year because it embodies who we are as Black people. A lot of the times when we have events associated with Africans or Black people, the main topic is slavery and the struggle that we went through. However, African Heritage Month and the events going on during that time show the beauty of our culture, the beauty of our people, what we represent, right? It shows that we aren't just a country that struggles and has poverty. We're rich and we are proud to be African, and we stand with who we are and what we represent, right? So African Heritage Month, to me, is a time to show off who we are and the fact that just like everybody else, we have things to show off and things that we're proud of. Oh, there were two main things that stuck out to me. One was the food, okay? Not just because it was delicious, but because it's a great representation of our culture, right? Being West African, I saw the jollof rice. I saw the attempt that was made, And I respect it. Maybe it might have not been authentic and it might have not been what my mama cooks at home, but I definitely enjoyed seeing it there and seeing the faces of all the other people enjoying it, right? There was definitely that. And then there was the poetry, because that hit home, right? The spoken word, it was deep, it was powerful, it was meaningful. It shows how Black people are circumscribed by the views of the Western civilization, and that all we do is push against those boundaries. And that if you try and restrict us, we will fight back. And we will show you that we are worthy. We will show you that we have pride in who we are, and that attempts to put us down mean absolutely nothing, because we'll just come out on top. Thank you.